from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
NBC Sports Boston, our good friends over there, teamed up with Strat-O-Matic. You ever play Strat-O-Matic? You ever play those games?
No. That's the little vibrating board?
No. That's tabletop football. Strat-O-Matic was like a card game.
Oh, no.
Where they do like
not.
Simulations and stuff like that. And
sounds like a dork thing.
I mean, it kind of is. But yeah, so they do simulations for all sports. They do it for hockey, basketball, baseball, football, everything. And they did two seasons. They simulated two Patriot seasons, 2024 seasons. One with Jacoby Brissett taking all the snaps at quarterback, and the other one with Drake May taking all the snaps at quarterback to determine how the Patriots would fare with both signal callers. Now, this is an imperfect science, obviously. You don't know exactly how these things are going to go. But here is what Strat-O-Matic spit out. With Jacoby Brissett at quarterback, the 2024 Patriots were 4-13.
Sounds about right.
Which is about where we're all expecting them to be, right? I mean,
feels high.
It's in the ballpark anyway. That's where Vegas has them, right at 4.5 wins there. So, yeah, that's where it is. Their only wins were against the Seahawks, the Titans, the Cardinals, and somehow week 16 against the Buffalo Bills. They did beat the Bills last year, so I guess that's not the craziest thing in the world. They always do, even when they're not good, have some random division games that they end up winning. Brissett's final stat line, not terrible. He finishes with 346 completions on 530 attempts. That's a 65.3% percentage there. And 3,508 yards, 20 touchdowns, and 11 interceptions. And that's him playing every game.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, I don't hate those numbers. Those are pretty good numbers. Those are for him anyway. I mean, that was like Mac Jones's rookie year.
Yeah, those are fine.
If you can get that from Brissett, I think I'd be okay with that. It's not a good record, and it's certainly not anything to write home about. But I would say that's better than what people are expecting from Brissett, right? I mean, those are respectable. Like, I don't think people are expecting it to be a respectable season.
I don't know that anyone has even thought about those types of numbers because they don't want or expect him to play all season.
Right.
So I don't think anybody's like, in 17 games, he's going to have 20 touchdowns.
Yeah.
No, I think people are like, well, he might have 5 games, and these will be his numbers in 5 games, and then he will get the hell out of there.
Yeah. All right. Drake May. According to Strat-O-Matic, if Drake May starts all 17 games, the Patriots record, 8-9.
So Strat-O-Matic, like everyone else, says Drake May's better.
Yes. It's not going to be enough to make the playoffs, but enough to inspire hope that the organization has its quarterback of the future and is trending in the right direction. Patriots wins were over the Bengals in week 1.
1-0.
How about that? Seahawks in week 2.
2-0. We're going to the Super Bowl, baby.
Miami in week 5. They're starting the year 3-2. That's
no chance.
Not bad. They don't win another game until week 11 against the
That seems realistic.
Against the Bears. Then they beat the Rams in week 12. The Colts in week 14, the Cardinals in week 15, and the Bills in week 18. Here are Drake May's simulated final numbers. 63% completion percentage, 3,774 yards, 22 touchdowns, and 13 interceptions, which is almost exactly what Mac Jones had. I mean, it's almost right on the nose. And those numbers are basically the same as Jacoby Brissett's. So I guess what this sort of points to is that whether you're talking about the actual QB play or not, it's going to be kind of similar. Like, Brissett and May are going to put up similar numbers. This is what Strat-O-Matic is saying. This is not what we're saying or any other people who are predicting this season. But if they were to play all 17 games, the actual numbers would be different. But the record would be much better. Now, what could that possibly mean? NBC Sports Boston thinks that it has to do with May and crunch time, right? Like, they have similar numbers, but when the game gets close, if it's a close game, May with the ball in his hands can lead that game-winning touchdown and be the difference that maybe Brissett couldn't, and they have the same, you know, or similar numbers, but he's better in those situations. It could be that. It could be, and I don't know how Stratomatic could possibly account for this, but it could just be that the team's more excited to play for the rookie because they think he's better, and, you know, they think that it's going to be a season where they're not going to be back in the top of the draft again next year, mm-hmm. something like that. Although I don't think that's how Stratomatic does their formula. But either way, interesting numbers.
Very interesting. I'm going to just be honest. I don't get it because I don't know how Stratomatic can take into account the buzz or the energy of a team.
I'm saying I don't think
it's supposed
they can,
to be stats, yeah. right? Numbers. Right. Yeah. And somehow the quarterback plays relatively the same because just to throw in, you didn't mention this, but reading the graphic on NBC Sports Boston, Jacoby Brissett ran 64 times for 314 yards and two touchdowns. Because I think some people might be like, oh, maybe May went crazy. Mm-hmm. He ran 83 times for 384 yards and four touchdowns. So
right.
a little bit more production on the ground, but not 1,000 yards or a way that would dramatically shift the four extra wins you get out of Drake May. So I don't. This would be an example for why Andy Hart thinks all these analytics are stupid.
Well, it is kind of stupid, and I'm not disagreeing with that. What is a better outcome? What would you consider to be a better outcome? This team going 4-13 or Drake May playing a lot and them going 8-9?
So when I see the numbers before me, because you know in general I believe the better outcome is have a top five pick.
Yes.
And you're closer to a top five pick at 4-13. If you're 8-9, you're probably picking, I don't know, 12th, somewhere in there. I don't even know where that would necessarily
get you. Maybe even higher, 15th, maybe.
Okay,
something like
so
that.
Not a great pick. You may be out of the blue chip prospects in the draft. But I also would say nearly 4,000 yards passing from a rookie quarterback, that is what going to create what we talked about yesterday, some buzz,
yes.
some attention, some, oh, they got their guy in New England. Who would I want to go play there? Whatever. Conversations. 22 touchdowns, 13 interceptions, so not crazy turnovers or anything while he was putting up the yards. Rushed for four touchdowns, so he's responsible for 26 touchdowns. I like that. You're going to feel like you have your quarterback. There will be buzz around number 10 in New England, and more buzz than Mac Jones, just because I think people have more faith in this guy than they ever really did in Mac Jones because of the pure skill set.
And he's a higher pick. I mean, Mac was the fifth out of five quarterbacks picked that year. You know, this is the third out of five.
But my best case scenario,
three, yeah.
since the numbers are very similar for the quarterbacks,
mm-hmm.
my best case scenario is Mac throws for 3,700 yards, 22 touchdowns, rushes for four.
May does.
May,
right.
sorry, and goes 4-13. That's
so he has the same season.
Same
the
numbers, they're very similar to what Brissett has in this scenario, and somehow Brissett still only wins four games.
Mm-hmm.
Give me May's numbers and Brissett's record, and we call it mwah, chef's kiss perfection.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.